Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about...
Okay, back again as I go into gear and ease out of this place and reset my odometer. So I just check how many kilometres per tank full so I can actually estimate with a high degree of accuracy the range that I have. Now, this probably doesn't affect people in European countries, but you often in Australia will have a greater range anxiety, especially if you are suddenly told, I'll go out to Dubbo or something like that. This is 100 kilometres. Okay, there's moving out here. Okay, so we've got this general problem of basically... One aspect you can say, look, there's an imbalance of power. And in all these cases, at the end of the day, there is an unstoppable imbalance of power. This is a problem that you cannot, it's just not easily solved. Okay, that's right, that's right. I want to go down. Imbalance of power. So there's sort of people, they sort of foster a internal corruption club. That is, they know that they operate corruptly and they will use the levers of corruption to actually generate anything they so wish. Now, this is interesting. This is going to be a very... There's red lights. Okay, so I'm just going to work out my way going across here. So you have this... this look and the feel, it's sort of like a Wild West saloon bar. There's a different town, but they're still serving drinks, and there's still a bad guy, and there's still that sort of horse trough at the front. Still, the actual contents are still there. Ah, this is going to be very, very interesting to get past him. Okay, so here we've got people, they want to act corruptly, and they've got this lever that they pull, which is getting what looks like arm's length reports, but they're really not. They're counterfeit. So they're what looks like exam questions on a topic, but really they are just exam questions confirming the misconceptions I already have that I've taught from 1 year. Look, this misconception works. It's a misconception in a working misconception. There you go. A working hypothesis, a working misconception. It's got problems with it. It has to be adjusted. It's a hypothesis which you need. Are working things. I will do. So they've got this system going. How do you actually simply disconnect, rather looking at a systems level thing, a system level solution rather than a political solution, that is, sack all the people, replace it with great people. Now the problem is that the bad people are created by bad system. They have been exposed to corruption. It's a cultural thing. So my solution is that if you want a report, you send your report to a third... This is classic science double-blind test. It goes to an agency, and the agency then takes them from all agencies and solicits it, and basically does a card, shuffles the deck. So you don't know, you're unable to communicate your desired outcome. You get basically a stock standard scientific report which actually just simply communicates the facts. That's what the government's paid for. In a certain sense, you are robbing the government. You are getting the government to pay for something which basically gets you employed and your mates employed and people you don't want out of the system, and you're using public money to do private ill. So that's perhaps not the best thing to do. Come on, let me go through here. Okay, just scooping along here. Sorry, I've got to do it. Sorry, you're not beeping me. No, I don't think so. Okay. So the idea is that you have four. So one thing, you have electronic. So I can see something here which is just a gift of a park for the lazy parker. It's a question to work out what I'm going to do here. So look, I'm going to leave you there at this point in time. I'll be able to start this up again. The idea is that it is good that you have a department, like a department of works, a quoting service. Now, I'm sure this will go wrong, horribly wrong. It just requires corrupt people to go that next thing. The corrupt person then has to have a friend at an office. This is basically Diocletian, the Roman emperor, came up with this as a solution. It's called division of power. So your power is not concentrated in one group. And the electronic enhanced demonstration is a division of power. It means that the person no longer gives the explanation, they give the item and the explanation is given with it. It's dividing the power. G'day. And here someone goes a report, rather than having the person who gives the report having a cozy relationship with the report writers and being able to communicate in a ventriloquist puppet report aspect of it, you can actually just break it in. It's actually a relatively simple task to upgrade this situation. Okay, that being said, I've got this horrendous paper which I'm trying to move ever so slowly across to write. So that's the idea. I think that's enough for this particular podcast. The idea is that this can't be 6 minutes. There must be something wrong with this. I can't be only talking for 6 minutes. But here we go. Let's see how it goes. Thanks a lot for listening. Another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.